USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he wants to fix a lot of things in the USA that he says are just wrong.
In classrooms, our children are indoctrinated into radical ideologies and even taught to hate our history.
For that and many other reasons, Pence says he's now a candidate for president. Another Republican candidate whose name is lesser known has entered the race, North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum. The software millionaire and two-term governor says he'll pay for his campaign himself. How to survive the hideous air blanketing the northeastern USA? That's what many in more than a dozen states are asking as the smoke pours south from wildfires in Canada. New Yorkers are definitely paying attention.
I mean, it smells like barnfire. That's what it smells like.
Is that what I'm smelling? The biggest campfire I went to.
Heavy, my throat was burning. It was crazy.
Tired and my eyes hurt.
Dr. Vin Gupta says it's all about those tiny particles in the smoke.
And they can reside and go all the way into the tiniest arteries and blood vessels in your body. They can land in the air sacs of your lungs and cause inflammation.
Gupta says stay inside, drink lots of water, put the air conditioning on recirculate, and dig out those N95 masks left over from COVID. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy's debt ceiling and spending rollback deal with President Biden may be having some consequences. He and fellow Republican leaders are trying to break an impasse on moving bills to votes in the House. Yesterday, some Freedom Caucus members joined Democrats to vote no on some procedural votes. A former aide to former President Trump, Taylor Budowich, testified before a federal grand jury in Miami today. He later tweeted he answered all questions, but the whole thing was just another way to try to get Trump. One of the highest honors an NFL player can receive doesn't come from the league or any team, but from a video game. And this year, Bills quarterback Josh Allen gets the honor, the cover of Madden NFL 24. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Washington State's new ban on assault weapons has withstood its first legal test, as a federal judge has refused to temporarily block the law while the case is being decided. The new law in the Evergreen State bans the sale, manufacture, and import of assault weapons, with an exception for law enforcement and the military. Washington's attorney general proposed the bill in 2016 after a mass shooting in suburban Seattle. Challenges continue in both state and federal courts. Microsoft has agreed to pay the Federal Trade Commission $20 million for collecting the personal information on Xbox players younger than 13 and not properly telling parents. Aaron Rail has more.
Along with paying millions in penalties, an order filed by the FTC will require Microsoft to amend its privacy protection for child Xbox users. Children's online privacy protection rules require companies to alert parents before storing information on young children younger than 13 and to give parents the choice to prevent that information from being shared with third parties. Microsoft only prompted players under the age of 13 to get parental consent after they had already entered all the information. If a child never completed the sign-up process, the company stored that data indefinitely.
Priceline's offering travel searches using a Google AI chatbot. The two companies say the technology will make the travel booking process easier. The generative AI tools from Google will let you have a conversation with the chatbot when you make your travel plans. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.